Art, do you think Seahawks fans are excited about the team's prospects for 2012 based on the preseason?
I think there's excitement, but I also think there's what I call the Seattle sports fans trauma. There's been so much disappointment here. I mean, there's championships are so few and success so rare that there's a real reluctance for some in the fan base to say, you know what, I think the Seahawks are going to be great this year.
Right.
I'm not sure they're going to be great, but they are going to be good. But I think everyone's looking for flaws and problems because that's what we do as Seattle sports fans. You know, we've developed this sort of hard shell. It's like if you've been jilted in a relationship, you don't want to get too close to anybody else because you'll find out that this new person has 8 kids by 4 spouses somewhere else or something. So everybody locks elbows and says, well, show me something and get back to me in December.
Well, let's hash out what's true and what's not about this team.
The Seahawks are extraordinarily good on defense. They were a top 10 defense last year. I think they're better this year. They've added a rookie pass rusher, Bruce Irvin, with the number 1 pick, whose upside is, I think, extraordinary. He's got a lot to learn, and he learned some of it in preseason because he wasn't effective at all. He's going to be an asset, I think, down the road. Pete Carroll's philosophy is defense first, running game second, passing game third. And I think you'll see that the defense is good. The running game with Marshawn Lynch, if he's healthy, will be good. The passing game only has to be adequate. And that's really important because the guy running the passing game is Russell Wilson, the 5'11" quarterback from Wisconsin who astounded the NFL world by coming from the 3rd round to the starting job for the Seahawks ahead of a veteran free agent they signed, Matt Flynn. So there's a lot riding on Pete Carroll's risk-taking in putting Wilson in charge, and I think that's going to be where the drama begins on Sunday.
And what are you expecting to see from Russell Wilson, this rookie?
Well, I think in my limited media encounters with him, as well as the encounters that his teammates have had that I've heard from, he's a special guy in terms of the intangible things like leadership, communication skills, passion, work ethic, all these things seem to really trump the fact that he's one of the shortest quarterbacks ever in the NFL. But I think I understand why Pete Carroll is so excited about this guy from both a tangible and intangible reason. But Sunday's his first game against big, sweaty, mean guys who are game planning against him, and he's got to go through the rookie initiation.
And we're not sure if Marshawn Lynch will be playing this Sunday because of back spasms.
Yes, he's been out of preseason because of these ongoing back spasms, and if he doesn't play, then they have a very good backup guy in rookie Robert Turbin, who is very, very good. So there's a little side drama going on there.
Based on what you know right now, what's your feeling about the Seahawks' record this season?
Well, I'm going to shed the usual Seattle sports followers' reticence. I'm going to bend the elbow and embrace the idea that the Seahawks are a playoff team, and I'm going to guess they're going to go 10-6. And if I'm wrong, we're going to erase the recording of this, right?
Okay. All right, Art, thanks so much.
All right, my pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.